Dearly beloved in Christ, how wonderful it is to come together to worship God at the sanctuary and to praise God for the wonderful ways by which God is guiding us. As a parish, we are thankful to God for God's manifold blessings that we have received for the past. And today is a special day when we gather together to give thanks to God through our worship. As the parish enter into the 40th year of its existence in this part of the country, as we celebrate the parish day, it's a God's divine providence that we have experienced for the years which has passed. After the worship service, Holy Communion, we will have a special Thanksgiving session where we remember the richness that we have experienced and all those who have contributed, especially for the development and the growth of the parish at this place, at Detroit. Today also is a special day as we are welcoming 29 of our children as full communion members of the church through welcoming them to the table of our Lord, receiving Holy Communion. We thank God for their parents and all those who have helped them in the years which has passed to enable them to come and receive these blessings from God today and continue it in their life journey forward. As a diocesan bishop, this is the first time I am coming to the parish, although I had been here many times earlier, and I consider it as a privilege to be with you and to lead the service along with our Achans, whose service you are enjoying very much for the last many years, and of course the Vigar for the last few months. So let us be together and seek God's divine guidance in this worship and receive God's richness through our being here this morning. For our short meditation this morning, let's turn to the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. Of course, the gospel passage that was read and we listened this morning, and the key verse was 28. Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." സ്ത്രീയെ, നിന്റെ വിശ്വാസം വലിയത്. These days we meditate on how Jesus interacted with the people and helped them to achieve wholeness in their life, being the season of Lent. The purpose of the coming of Jesus to welcome everyone to the kingdom of God and to give wholeness to life, whether it is individual or community. So our meditations are especially focusing on how God intervened in the life of people and make them persons related in the kingdom of God and live a life in wholeness. The passage we read today as gospel reading is the passage which speaks about a woman coming to Jesus and raising her voice in order to heal her daughter. The woman who was from a region where the outcasts were residing. Of course, her name was not given, but from where she was, that was indicated, a Canaanite woman. A woman who was representing the outcasts in society. When Jesus entered the district of Tyre and Sidon, this woman comes and raises her voice, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, the son of David, my daughter is tormented by a demon." Of course, that's a prayer. A prayer in anguish, in pain, and a person who is suffering, and a person who seeks the divine intervention in the life of her daughter. But in the conversation that followed, there was a twist all the time we find. Of course, Jesus was replying her saying that, "How can it be done? I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And it was a controversial way of putting it. Of course, in the discourse or the talk that continues, something come out what Jesus wanted to tell to her. Yes, this was mentioned that yes, he is the king of Jews who have come and he is to save the lost from the community of Israel. But that was a preference. But later she continues saying that, "Lord, help me." Yes, we know that you are sent to save the lost. But lost and the least matters. You came to receive the lost, but there is the least one among the people who are here. And they also need your help. "Lord, help us. Help me." Then Jesus speaks another way of putting the whole conversation. "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." And she comes back intelligently again saying that, "Yes, Lord, the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the table." Yes, dogs also might eat nowadays very much. Yeah. Not only in our society here, but in Kerala. They are very much valued rather than the human beings. So you should not say that dogs are something that to be ignored. Yes, that also eat the crumbs from the table of the master, the crumbs of the bread that mightiest and dog also mightiest. So this conversation helps us to know what Jesus wanted to do to this woman and her daughter. And then Jesus replies, saying that, "Woman, great is your faith. Yes, let it be done for you as you wish." So three areas of our understanding of our life and mission. That is something that we need to realize from this passage this morning. Why Jesus came to the world? Because when the coming of Jesus, it was clearly mentioned in John's Gospel, chapter 3, 16, the children, Sunday school children learn it by heart. Every Sunday school children should know it by heart. Yeah, you know it. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. God so loved the world, the whole people, whole communities. The love of God is expressed through Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ came to the world to save everyone. No matter where he has born, no matter which place he has born or she has born, and everyone has a place in the household of God. That is something that we find in the whole salvation history that was inaugurated by Jesus Christ. Everyone has a place in the kingdom, and everyone has the opportunity to get saved. So here, mission beyond borders and boundaries. That is something that we find interestingly, especially from this story, where the woman seeks the intervention of the divine in her life. Mission beyond borders and boundaries. God's mission to save the humanity. Yes, preference is there, but later, quite often we say that God has a preferential option for the poor and the needy also. Jesus, being the Son of God, was sent to the world to save everyone. And everyone are invited, all are invited to the kingdom. Quite often we say that mission within and mission outside. Mission to the margin, mission from the margin. These are some of the terms that we quite often use with regard to the mission of God and mission of the church. But one thing that we need to understand is that the God's mission is from anyone to everywhere. God uses us as a missionary. God uses the church as a mission agent, and everyone is sent out. And the mission from anyone to everywhere. And that is the whole understanding of mission that we find in the gospel. Through Jesus Christ, we are being called to be agents of transformation and change in the life of the people. And this is not restricted to one place or one community alone. And this responsibility is given to the church to reach out. And that's why we engage in the mission activities everywhere in the world. It's God's mission for transformation and change to the life of the people that goes beyond the borders and boundaries that human beings construct. Today, there is everywhere the talk of boundaries, how to cross the boundaries, and how to confine our religion within ourselves. But going beyond the boundaries, crossing the boundaries, reaching out to invite people to the kingdom, that is God's mission that we need to understand every time. Therefore, Jesus crossing the boundaries or the gulf that was created by human beings at that time and reaching to the other, the unclean, or the lost one, or the least one. People who are considered outcasts. And that mission perspective we always keep as a church in our moving forward. It also leads us to understand the second aspect, where the inclusiveness of everyone, the children and the dogs, and the whole human beings, the life that God has given. Yes, God take care of everyone. The drive for life, affirmation of life and healing. That is something that we need to understand with the intervention of Jesus Christ in this world. The life that God has given is valuable, and God helps every human beings to come back to the fullness of life through Jesus Christ. So this affirmation of life and the healing that is being given by God can be attained by everyone. The whole conversation leads to this idea. Yes, the woman who seeks help from Jesus, her cry, her voices, and that was heard by Jesus. Of course, the arguments lead to the better understanding of her life and her faith. Yes, crumbs of the bread matters. Whatever is we considered as unworthy and unclean has received prominence with the power and presence of Jesus Christ. So receiving everyone, welcoming everyone, the inclusive nature of the kingdom. That is where we find the transformative spirituality that Jesus inaugurated through inaugurating the kingdom of God. Everyone has a possibility of transformation, change. A spirituality that causes change in the life of human beings. Yes, the woman matters. The least among the community matters. Those who are outcasts in the society matters. All have received the life of God and the drive for life and renewal of life is God's initiative. So quite often we find the social stigma or a social structure that says that yes, you are outside and we are inside. And God says that everyone is part of this kingdom and they can achieve the salvation. That's a cross that Jesus Christ has received, a cross that was lifted up drawing everyone to him. Let everyone come to me. All those who are thirst, all those who are hungry, all those who need healing, come to me. This is the love that God has extended to humanity. And this story of healing of the daughter of the Canaanite woman brings out this understanding of the wholeness of healing to human beings. Then we find how the woman responded in a meaningful way to Jesus, the faith expression of the woman. Of course, the faith talk of the woman, she didn't have anything to say. Of course, this voice, she was raising the voice one after another as a prayer, as an argument, as a faith expression. Yes, the faith talk of the woman, helping her to talk as an embodiment of her faith. Yes, Lord, you can do it. And even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And you can do it. And help me, help me. A prayer that expresses her faith in God. A woman who says that, yes, you can do it. Let it be done for me. This is something that we need to keep all through in our understanding of God. Yes, Lord, you are the one who was sent by the Divine Father. Son of David, help me. Of course, as son of David, you had a responsibility to the community of Israel. At the same time, you have come to restore me and my child and the community outside. The change in the social structure and welcoming everyone to the fold of Christ. There are two things we find. One, the perseverance of the woman. A persistence, continued request and prayer. Yes, we need your power, we need your presence, we need your healing. Lord, help us. But sometimes after our first prayer, we give up, saying that, why should I pray again? That's enough. Is this God going to do anything to me? But here we find someone who continues the persistence in prayer, and he pursues Jesus Christ, saying that, yes, Lord, it can be done by you, and I need my daughter to be healed. Dear friends, we come for prayer and worship. This is something that we need to keep. There are people who are distressed in this congregation now. There are people who are painful at this time. There are people who need healing, either for us or for our loved ones. Can we raise our voice saying that, Lord, we need your help and continue to strengthen me and my family and my church. Yes, this healing is the gift that God gives to everyone who continue to pray. And then we find the intentional intervention of God in the life of people. God's intervention, intentional intervention. Of course, God said, yes, this is not possible as human standards, because there are many around me watching, waiting, and reasoning. But the divine intervention in the life of people is God's initiative for the transformation of the life of people. So here Jesus responds in that way. Yes, your faith, let it be done for you as you wish. Your faith matters. That you are a person who come to me seeking help, and your faith in God is much more valuable, praiseworthy. God's intervention in our life happens through our faith response to God for what we receive from God as a grace. Quite often we say that it is my merit that matters, my worthiness that matters. But if I say that I am not worthy, O Lord, to come to your table, but you are the one who gives us the grace, give that grace to me. Yet God intervenes and says that, yes, your faith responds to the grace that you have received, that you are going to receive, is something valuable. Let it be to you according to your wish. As a faith community, when we gather together and receive the Holy Communion, come to the Lord's table, let it be our mindset where we say that, Lord, I am worthy, not worthy to come to you, but you are the one who gives grace to my life. Take me, mold me, and use me for your kingdom. Heal me and restore me, and give me the courage to live on in this life. Yes, the mission that goes beyond the borders, the boundaries, the mission of God inviting everyone, the inclusiveness in the kingdom of God and the salvation that God provides, and the faith response of human beings, and how we should be in this world, and how we should achieve the goodness through our commitment to the Lord. May God be with us, strengthen us, and guide us as a community to move forward as a welcoming community, a community that receives God's blessings through our faith response in God. Let us pray.